tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Defendant Isaiah Chance, verdict form, penalty phase. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Isaiah Chance committed the homicide in a cold, calculated, and premeditated manner without any pretense of moral or legal justification. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Isaiah Chance was a criminal gang member at the time of the homicide. Yes. We, the jury, have unanimously found the state proved one or more aggravating factors. Each of us has considered whether one or more mitigating circumstances exist. Each of us has weighed whether the proven aggravating factors are sufficient and whether the proven aggravating factors outweigh any proven mitigating circumstances. We have further considered whether Isaiah Chance should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole or death. We, the jury, finds Isaiah Chance should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Dated this 15th day of May 2026 in Hillsborough County, Florida, Miss C.S., foreperson of the jury. Defendant Sean Gathright, verdict form, penalty phase. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Sean Gathright committed the homicide in a cold, calculated, and premeditated manner without any pretense of moral or legal justification. Yes, we, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Sean Gathright created a great risk of death to many persons. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Sean Gathright was contemporaneously convicted of a felony involving the use of violence to another person. Yes. We, the jury, have unanimously found the state proved one or more aggravating factors. Each of us has considered whether one or more of the mitigating circumstances exist. Each of us has weighed whether the proven aggravating factors are sufficient and whether the proven aggravating factors outweigh any proven mitigating circumstances. We have further considered whether Sean Gathright should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole or death. We, the jury, find Sean Gathright should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Dated this 15th day of May 2026 in Hillsborough County, Florida, C.S., foreperson of the jury. Defendant Rashad Murphy, verdict form, penalty phase. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Rashad Murphy committed the homicide in a cold, calculated, and premeditated manner without any pretense of moral or legal justification. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Rashad Murphy created a great risk of death to many persons. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Rashad Murphy was contemporaneously convicted of a felony involving the use of violence to another person. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Rashad Murphy was a criminal gang member at the time of the homicide. Yes. We, the jury, have unanimously found the state proved one or more of the aggravating factors. Each of us has considered whether one or more mitigating circumstances exist. Each of us has weighed whether the proven aggravating factors are sufficient and whether the proven aggravating factors outweigh any proven mitigating circumstances. We have further considered whether Rashad Murphy should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole or death. We, the jury, find Rashad Murphy should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Dated this 15th day of May 2026 in Hillsborough County, Florida, C.S., foreperson of the jury. Defendant Davion Murphy, verdict form, jury verdict form, penalty phase. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Davion Murphy committed the homicide in a cold, calculated, and premeditated manner without any pretense of moral or legal justification. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Davion Murphy created a great risk of death to many persons. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Davion Murphy was contemporaneously convicted of a felony involving the use of violence to another person. Yes. We, the jury, unanimously find the state proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Davion Murphy was a criminal gang member at the time of the homicide. Yes. We, the jury, have unanimously found the state proved one or more aggravating factors. Each of us has considered whether one or more of the mitigating circumstances exist. Each of us has weighed whether the proven aggravating factors are sufficient and whether the proven aggravating factors outweigh any proven mitigating circumstances. We have further considered whether Davion Murphy should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole or death. We, the jury, find Davion Murphy should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Okay, y'all. First of all, good day to you, to everyone. I hope everyone is doing well on this day. Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, it's like lightning and thunder outside, right? But the reason why I decided to do this case, for some of y'all that listen to me right now, some of y'all probably never heard of this rapper. His name goes by the name of Julio Fulio. I never heard of him until after he passed. But this man, he was only 26 years old. How the story goes from what I saw online is, I guess he was at some guy's grave, one of his dead ops grave, I think, and he peed on the grave or something like that. I guess he was posting things online and stuff like that. So one day he was having a birthday party and he decided to show his location where his party is going to be. First of all, big mistake, right? When you do things, man, stop showing your locations. So his enemies was following him online, and young people would say his ops was following him, right, online. So they decided to come up with a plan to murder this young man, only 26 years old. So it was four of them, right? And the fifth person that he did not see there was a female. And the female, she, I don't know if she took a plea, but she got 15 years in prison, right? It was one of the young man's girlfriend. They gave her 15 years. I think she was like the getaway driver or something like that, right? Now, in the state of Florida, if you don't know the law, in the state of Florida, if you commit a crime, even if you did not pull that trigger, you will get the same amount of time as if you pull that trigger. Okay, so the name of this episode of Common Ground is Don't Be a Follower. One decision can change your life forever. Sometimes I think about my own life as a young teenager, as a young man. And I got to be honest with y'all. A lot of times, man, I thank the Lord, because if I was a follower right now, I could have been dead. I could have got locked up. I could have got deported back to Jamaica, all kind of stuff, right? Because back in the 80s, where I grew up, Langley Park, Maryland, a lot of my friends I used to hang with were drug dealers. I hung with a lot of drug dealer friends, and I was with these guys then every day, you know what I mean? Even though I had a job, right? Working at Burger King at the time. But 90% of the friends I had, these guys were hustlers. A few of them were older than I am. A few of them were older than me. And these guys in our neighborhood, you call these guys like ghetto superstars, right? Because these guys, they dressed the part. A lot of them barely 16, driving Mercedes-Benz, BMWs, you know, all kind of nice cars, looking good, wearing nice jewelry for the time. I was hanging with these guys a lot. And I used to follow these guys, you know what I'm saying? And even I remember one time, though, when I tried to call myself trying to hustle. I called myself trying to hustle with these guys because I wanted to follow these guys, look as good as these guys were, right? I remember when I was in, I couldn't even drive yet, but I was riding in stolen cars with these guys because I wanted to be a follower, right? The reason why I'm saying all this, now, we got five people, four of them got life in prison. And one of them got 15 years, right? I think about this. It got to be one person out of that group say, you know what, we're going to murder this guy. Look what he did. We're going to find him, and we're going to blow his brains out, right? And the rest of them, they were called their followers, was in agreement. Imagine if these guys never was there at the time, right? Because it had to be one, because at least two of them, the female, right? How she, from what I think the whole story goes, the female, she wasn't a street girl. But she liked the street guy as far as this is, but her boyfriend is a street guy. One of the guys, right? According to them, according to the story, one of the young men, only 20 years old. And this young man got good grades in high school. Like a 3.0 GPA, something like that. 3-point-something GPA. Smart kid. 20 years old, he had his own little small business doing thing. But just like a lot of these good guys who grew up middle class, a lot of them love the street life. Right, and they like to hang with street guys. Because when I think about my life, I never was a street guy. I wasn't. But a lot of my friends I hung with were street guys. Luckily, though, I had a wherewithal to be like, no, I don't. These guys right here, I need to stop hanging with these guys. I really did. By the time I turned 18, I stopped hanging with these guys, man. Because my thought process, because I knew I wasn't the street guys, right? My thought process was, if I keep hanging with these guys, they're going to get me killed or get me locked up. Seriously. That's how I thought at the age of 18. These guys are going to get me killed or get me locked up in jail. And then once they get locked up, they're not going to give a damn about me, right? And I don't give a damn. They can call me all kind of names. Valentine, you this, you that, you soft, you pussy, whatever. Excuse my language. Whatever, the one, I don't give it, I didn't give a damn. Because I didn't want to look over my damn shoulder. Right? And I really did, man. I hung with a lot of hustlers, man. You know what I mean? I got called up a couple times. That's another reason, too. Right? At the juvenile. I got called up a couple times, did a little time in the juvenile detention center. When I was young, because of so-called friends. You know, you see, you understand me, right? Because of so-called friends. I'm saying young folks, when it comes to being a follower, you know what I mean? I know it's sometimes hard because sometimes as a young person, you see the good life, the people living a good life. Driving nice cars, looking good, right? The street life is so exciting. It's not boring, right? That's the type of things you see on the outside. And they say, no, I want to be a part of that. You know, when I was young, I knew a lot of dudes, man. Like one guy I could think of off the top of my head. His parents, middle class, living a good life, right? Driving a nice, his parents bought him a nice brand new car. At the time, he was only 16. Father was a police officer. I know what mom did. And guess what? This guy loved the street life, man. You know, and he was a black guy just like me. And he loved the street life. Later on in life, you know what I'm saying? He starts selling dope, all that stuff. But he didn't have to. You see, that's the thing, right? Most guys that sell drugs, right? They sell drugs because they broke, their parents ain't got the money. In most cases, right? I'm not saying that's an excuse, because there's not no excuse to hustle and sell drugs at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn. No excuse. Get yourself a damn job. But that's the reason why a lot of people go there and hustle, right? Because they're broke. But when a person grew up in kind of middle class or grew up middle class, and they decide to hustle and sell drugs when they don't have to. It's like the street life is just calling their names, man. It's like the streets are just calling their names. You know? Me, a young man, I started working at Burger King when I was 14. I had me a job. And I didn't have to hang with these guys. I just had to wear it all later on, though. You know what I mean? Once I got caught up a couple of times, you know what I mean? I got caught in a stolen car when I was 16. My cousin and I got caught on the school property, in a stolen car, because I wanted to be a follower. Right? Thank God I was underage, man. And a lot of times when I look back at it and see a lot of those guys I used to hang with, a lot of them are dead now. Dead, bam. A lot of them did time in jail. You know what I mean? A lot of them, because a lot of us were foreigners, a lot of them got deported back to the country. You know what I mean? I had Jamaican friends. I had Guyanese friends. I had African friends. You know what I mean? And think about their moms, how their mom felt that they brought them into this country to live a good, productive life and the type of thing that they did. How embarrassed their mom felt, their parents, right? Listen, a lot of times when we do things, do criminality, we don't never think about the people that love us, that love us. We don't never think about the people that raise us, the moms, the dad, the aunties, the uncles. You see what I'm saying? It's all about being selfish, right? And if you have children, you don't think about the kid. Because the young lady, she got 15 years in jail. And she had just given birth to a baby, to a child. So her child is going to be a grown adult, 17, 18 years old, when she's out of jail, if she do her whole full time. You know what I'm saying? She's one of the lucky ones. And ladies, I'm going to tell you some females, right? When you meet a man and he's a street guy, and man, having you commit crime, I'm going to tell you this right now. If y'all get caught, 9 times out of 10, that man will throw you under the bus. Big time. He's going to throw you under the bus. You know, I watch a lot of true crimes when the female, good girl, meet a bad boy. They both commit a crime together. They get caught, and the man throw the woman under the bus. Even when they're in the police station, and the woman wouldn't snitch. And when the interrogator show her the video of that man snitching on her. You know what I mean? That's why she changed her damn tune. So, I know a lot of y'all females like the bad boys. You know what I mean? I'll tell you right now, that's not the way to go. 90% of those times, those bad boys are going to give you a lifetime of hell if you deal with these bad boys. So I'm saying? Find yourself a good guy. I'm telling you, these bad boys will give you a long lifetime of hell. I'm telling you now, man. That's all a lot of them are. You know what I mean? This girl, too, she had never, for I think, if I'm not mistaken, has never gotten in trouble with the law. Look at them. I think most of them haven't, but a couple of them, I think, were known gang members, though. You know what I mean? And you are a good person. You know what I'm saying? When I say good person, you never got in trouble with the law. Got good grades in school. You know what I mean? You got good grades in school. Then you meet these guys, you start hanging out with them. And just because you want to be down, you want to be down. And this is what your life end up to be now. These guys are in the 20s, early 20s. Now, these guys got to spend the rest of their lives in jail. By the time they get out of jail, they're going to be dead. Because in Florida, when it's the life of prison, that is your natural life. Think about it, man. You live to 70, 80 years old. Gone. You know what I mean? I don't know if those guys have children. If they don't, the bloodline, right there, done. That's the type of thing that y'all don't think of. Your bloodline. Right? Who gonna have carry your name? And if you do have kids, right? You should be ashamed of yourself. Having your child come visit you behind bars. It ain't cool. Your whole damn life. You know what I mean? It ain't cool. When you go there and commit crimes, young people, you better think about this. Right? You better start, like Charlamagne said all the time, make sure you do the jail math, right? You know what I'm saying? We got internet today. Google. You need to start Googling. If I get caught, if I do this crime and I get caught, potentially, how time will I get for this crime? Is it 5 years? Will I get 5 years for this crime? Will I get 20 years? Right? Will I get life in prison? Can I handle 5 years in jail? If I get 5 years in jail. 5 years, too, is a long damn time in jail. 5 years is a very long time in jail. Think about it, right? You're a man. You're not gay. And you go to jail. No woman beside you. Maybe later on, if you find someone online and the woman is foolish enough to marry you, and then you get a little conjugal visit, whatever they call it. Yeah. But otherwise, besides that, you ain't got no damn woman next to you laying next to your night. Bunch of dudes. You know what I mean? You're taking a shower with all kind of the thing hanging out in the shower. You see that every day. That's the type of life you want to have. You know what I mean? And some of y'all might not be gay, but I guarantee y'all go in prison, y'all gonna turn gay. Somebody in that prison gonna make y'all gay. See how tough y'all are. Because these four boys, to me, they ain't that damn big. You know what I mean? Some big ass check some dude. I guarantee. After a while, they're gonna be like, hey dude, hey, that guy over there, I'm gonna get him. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's the type of life you want, you gotta watch your back every day. When you go to prison. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think about prison, right? I think about like, man. You go to prison. They tell you what to eat. They tell you when to take a shower. They tell you when to take a shower. You shower with a whole bunch of guys. Cause I remember when I was in basic training, right? You know what I mean? I had like 20 shower stalls, whatever. And when I'm taking a shower, I'm not the only person in the damn shower. You know what I'm saying? I got to look, you know what I'm saying? I had the next man thing right next to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want. That's the type of life that you want. You know, the next man thing hanging next to you. You see what I'm saying? Come on now. Y'all got to think about those type of things. You know what I mean? You can't, if you want to go on a vacation, no, you can't go on a vacation. You can't go nowhere. If you want to drive out of town, go to town and meet somebody from one state to another, You can't do that no more. I know you're in jail. You're just a number. And you know what the lawyer said, the prosecutor said after they got convicted. I didn't show you that part. But the prosecutor said that the people in prison, they are getting older. So these guys are young and fit. They're in shape. We can work them for the next 40 years of their lives, however long they live. That's what you want? When will your black people realize, right? The government aren't building schools or nothing because they don't care about you, black ass. They don't care about you. The government, they're building prison. These prisons are being privatized, right? For them to lock you up. They said, if you can't read at a third grade level, by the time you reach third grade, if you cannot read, you're likely to end up in prison. Think about that, man. If you cannot read by the third grade, you are likely to end up in prison. Is that the type of life you want to have? You know what I mean? This is, I'm telling you right now, going to jail, this is modern day slavery. You know, after they end slavery, right? In the Constitution, they took out, yeah, people being bonded, but they kept that in the 14th Amendment. You know, so you know what I mean? For people to be incarcerated. They kept a part in the 14th Amendment. Matter of fact, I think maybe like 14 states right now still have slavery, you know what I mean, and people being in bondage, right? In bondage in the 14th in the damn Constitution in about 14 states. I think Tennessee might be one of them, maybe Florida too. See what I'm saying? So if they want to put people back in slavery, they basically they can, because it's in the law now. Of course they can't do it now. They could try, I think. You know what I mean? But you be in jail. Right now, y'all don't realize that. That is modern day slavery. Y'all don't realize that now. Because a lot of times they know they can't really go back and put you, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not ignorant like we were 200 years ago when black people couldn't read and write and couldn't possess a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Time has changed, right? So they know they can't do that. So they know the only way to do that is to lock your ass up. Right? Lock your ass up. I'm telling you something right now. And you don't think that white America is trying to get rid of black people in this country? Y'all better start thinking twice the things y'all do, right? They're going to lock you up, right? And then guess what the white man is going to do? Take your damn women away. And then they're going to lighten the damn society by mixing the race. Because there won't be no black Americans left to procreate. Because y'all going to be the dead or locked up. And the women, the black women, they're going to get tired of this mess. Right? Why should I deal with this black guy, this street dude, black guy, but he's going to give me a number of headache. But I can deal with this white guy over here who I can have a decent life with. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I bring that up, I work with a lot of young people right now at my job. And a lot of them are in their 20s. Remember, I was talking to a couple of these young girls, right? Young ladies. They're like 23 years old. One of them is 23. The other one maybe like 24, 25, right? And both of them said that, both of them are single. And they both of them said that they're tired of fixing these men. These broken men. Because a lot of times y'all go to these relationships with baggage, right? And these women are getting tired of it. Especially black men. I'm telling you. So a lot of them are going to start dealing with outside their race. A lot of them are probably going to start dealing with older men. Yeah, young guys, man. I'm telling you, if y'all don't change your ways, things are going to change for you, young black men. I'm telling you. Because each generation, one thing I've noticed, right? I'm 54 years old now. And I was born in 1971. And since then, ladies are getting smarter and smarter every single generation. And I'm talking about the young black ladies, right? Ladies that grew up in the 70s, right? Later of that group in the 80s, got, you know what I'm saying, got smarter from later that group in the 70s, right? Because a lot of them learned from their parents, their aunties, and all that, from the mamas, you know what I'm saying? Later in the 90s, that group in the 90s, they learned from the 80s, right? And that's all going to, and it's always going to, it's going to keep happening. And the cycle is going to continue and continue. You see what I'm saying? These young ladies, I'll tell you right now. And think about it, right? Although, yeah, I love black love and all of that. But at the same time, I don't blame these women, man. Because why should they deal with a street dude, Turkish dude, when they have this decent guy who have a good damn job? So I'm saying? Or at least working. Have some kind of ambition, because I feel as though if you're a gang member out there on the streets selling weed, selling drugs, whatever, you don't have no time, no kind of ambition anyway to do something great with your life. Because all you're doing is taking penitentiary chances. That's all you're doing. These young men, right now, got life in prison. Boy, when I think about my life, I thank the Lord that I got wise when I got older. I was like, no, I don't. Like I said, I didn't want this dude to get me killed. Because there's a lot of guys in my neighborhood, man, in Langley Park. I'm going to tell you a story, right? I remember when I was 15 years old, my Aunt Kitty, may she rest in peace, right? Every weekend she'll come over to the house. To the apartment, right? Yeah, and then I begged her. I said, "Aunt Kitty, I'm begging you, can you please help my mother to get a house? Cause I don't know if I'm gonna live to see 20 years old." That's how bad my neighborhood was at that time. I didn't know if I was gonna live to see 20. You know what I mean? Cause guys were shooting each other, cops were shooting at damn dudes. You know what I mean? I got this one young guy, that dude I went to school with in 1984, I'll never forget this, he got shot in the back of his head, right behind my apartment building. See what I'm saying? He got shot back up in that head. And you know the bad thing about it, I Googled his name the other day. Come to find out, his name is on Google. I couldn't believe it, I was shocked. I think it was like 1984, it happened. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So I'm telling you right now, do not be a damn follower, man. And just like I said, right, I beg my Aunt Kitty, right? Aunt Kitty, everybody call her Aunt Kitty in the family. You know what I mean? Jamaican, right? I never knew her real name until I became a damn adult. Right, but Aunt Kitty though, man. And within a year, we would move into a house. Right, I didn't realize. Once I told Uncle that, I don't say a couple days later, I forgot the conversation and I moved on with my life. Did I know she was listening to me? And she helped my mother, co-sign, and helped my mother to buy our home. So we moved in, I turned 16, we moved out of that neighborhood. You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, me and my mother, right, Uncle T, we were actually one of the first. All my friend group, we were one of the first to actually move out of the neighborhood and start buying a house, start buying homes, right? Later on, all my friend moms and stuff like that, they start buying homes later on too, right? Yeah. I'm telling you, man, because I didn't know if I was going to Lane Park, because back then in my neighborhood, you have to know how to fight. I was going to get beat up every day. Yeah, you're gonna get jumped. Or you better hang with some really tough dudes, man. And that's what I did. Right? I hung with a lot of tough guys, just in case. If I'm walking somewhere and people want to jump me, at least I got my friends, or I should say so-called friends, to have my back. We did. We used to get some fights back in the day. You know what I mean? We were some knuckleheads. But once you got older, though, man, you start doing some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Which I wasn't with, because I was a working man. I was a working boy, working at Burger King, then later working at McDonald's, right? My McDonald's job, 16, right? That's what I say, though, man. Young people out there, do not be a follower, okay? I'm telling you. Because if you do, you know what I mean? If you go follow somebody that's doing positive, something positive with your life. Because the government is not going to come save you. The government is not going to come save you. You got to save yourself. Okay? You have to save yourself. I'm telling you. You got to work together, young men. And all you young people that go to middle class, good parents and all of that stuff, stop being around these thuggish guys, because all they're going to do is give you, make you in trouble, right? Because they don't give a damn about you. And then when you're dead, only thing they're going to do is pour out a swig of brew, right, on the sidewalk for you, to my dead homies. Because that's what we used to do. You know what I'm saying? Anytime we're drinking a 40 back in the day, right? Pour out a little bit of the damn beer to all my dead homies. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you some damn stories, man. Like I had a buddy of mine, 9 times, shot him up. Caught up the damn drug game. And the bad thing about it, right? When you do crime, you're not putting yourself in harm's way. You're putting your family members in harm's way. Because my friend that they shot up, the drug dealer or the dude didn't want him. They want his brother. That was his brother's fault that his brother got killed. You see what I'm saying? That was his brother's fault. Because both of them look just alike. Seriously, though, man. I still think about those type of things till this day. Like, man, imagine if I was hanging with these guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Not only just going to jail, but even getting deported back to Jamaica. I don't want to get deported. I love America. You know what I mean? This damn country made me have a pretty good life. I can't complain. I love this country. I fought for this damn country, yes. I mean, years later, right? See what I'm saying? So let it stop hanging with these people, man. Because all they're going to do is, I'm saying, make you go get your ass in trouble, right? One bad decision can lead to decades in prison, right? That's like I said, or even death. Right? What is the cost of your freedom? Once you get caught, you know what I'm saying? Imagine how those guys felt, right? When the juror was saying life in prison. Imagine what was going through their head, right? Imagine! I bet you're like, God damn, I done ruined my freaking life over some dumb stuff, man. You know what I mean? Man, a young rapper, 26 years old, Julio Fulio, may he rest in peace. I said, well, I ain't lying, the damn name, Julio Fulio, I don't know. But may the young man rest in peace. He was only 26 years old. Right? And he should not have lost his damn life. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, too, did he taunt these guys? Right? Did he taunt his enemies? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do those type of things, young fellas, because I've seen that shit, that crap a lot, man. When, you know what I mean? Because I ain't like that. I'm an old man, older guy. And at my age, you know what I mean? I still be scrolling the internet. That shit could be addictive sometimes. I've scrolled through TikTok. I've scrolled through Instagram and I see a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? The algorithm just be coming to me. I don't know why, but I've been seeing the damn algorithm. And some of these guys be talking trash about their ops. Some of these guys be pissing on their ops, the dead ops grave. And then they be posting their stuff online. Stupid to me. How dumb you are to do that dumb stuff. You know what I mean? Let the dead rest in peace. See, man, y'all young men, y'all don't care until y'all get locked up. And then y'all gonna care. You know what I mean? I've heard people, guys, the interview that the 10 years in jail, came on in jail, the time they said, look, man, I had to watch my back the whole time in jail. Matter of fact, just recently, Pete did it. He got a fight in jail. You know, he only got what, a couple years in jail they gave him? The man just got a fight in jail. He had to defend himself. Right? For all I heard, he beat the guy up, though. Right? But he had to defend himself in jail. That's the type of life you want to live, where every day you got to watch your back. You don't know who's going to try to shank me. You know what I mean? Who's going to try to stab me in the stomach when they're walking past, right? Past the chow hall, whatever. You see what I'm saying? True, look at the damn, I know the people are famous. What the damn, Tory Lanez? Who got stabbed in jail? You see what I'm saying? And you don't think people watching the news? And hopefully they better pray that they don't go to the same prison that the ops is at. Because I guarantee their ops, as they will say ops, I guarantee a lot of them ops are in jail right now too. And they got to spend years in jail with these guys. They're going to be 50 years old, still be the ops if they stay, if they're all in the same prison. And they all want to fight each other. That type of life you want to live, man. Me, I like a peaceful life, man. I don't like to look over my dad's shoulder, man. You know what I mean? That's why, me, I never really did life of crime. The likes of when I turned 18, I stopped hanging with these guys. Right? I stopped hanging with these guys. Because I knew if I kept hanging with them, I would have been just like that, spending years in jail. You know what I'm saying? I knew a lot of dudes, man, that all they did was be in and out of jail. And that's one thing I would never understand. When a person goes in and out of jail, they might get a year here, 5 years there, 3 years there, whatever. Right? A year is to me the long damn time. Shoot. Hey, I mean, one time, I did 30 days in the county. 30 days in the county. And I said, they damn near killed me. And there was some for the misdemeanor stuff, for the driving stuff, when I was in my 20s. You know what I mean? And how they punished us. My damn cell was right behind, right in front of a club. So guess what I was doing at nighttime? I would look through my damn cell, me and my cellmate, right? We've seen those beautiful women walking inside the damn club every night. And it's like we just being suffered. Like they're just making us suffer right now. You see what I'm saying? That's not the type of life you want to live, man, young people. It's not. Do not be a follower. Try to be a leader, right? And lead your community. Help out your community. Okay? If you live in the hood, don't let that hood define who you are. Right? You don't have to be an athlete to get out of the hood. You don't have to be no damn rapper to get out of the damn hood. You don't need to be all that crap in the damn way. You know what I'm saying? Learn a trade. Learn something. Do something positive, man. Because right now, when you're in that your hood and you're talking trash, you're not helping nobody. You're part of the damn problem. If you're not trying to change how your hood is, you're part of the damn problem. Seriously, young people. So I'm telling you, man, it's time for a change, America. Especially Black America. It is time for a change. We can't be going over there, keep committing crimes, right? Just because you're living in the damn, in the hood. So I'm saying you could change your ways, change things up. Make things better for your neighborhood. Clean up your damn neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? You walk through the hood, right? A lot of times you see the neighborhood be looking raggedy. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you get a group of friends together, rent out some lawnmowers or something, and clean up the damn neighborhood. If your neighborhood looking raggedy, keep your neighborhood clean, right? You get older, you go to college, you come back, you know what I'm saying? start buying up small little properties in the neighborhood, right? That's all to make things better. You see what I'm saying? You got to start thinking better now, man. All you street dudes out there, it's not where it's at anymore. You know what I mean? It's not where it's at. I'm telling you. Because all that's going to happen, death or prison. That's it. It's on two way out. If you stay in the street life long enough, you're going to die. Or you're going to go to jail, one or the other. You know what I mean? Die in jail. And to all your OGs out there, that did your time, and you come back home into the same hood. I know you think, oh, some of these young people don't listen. And some of them don't. Some of them are hard-headed, yes. But guess what you could do, right? You just need to get one of them, one young person who will listen, who will transfer your message to their homeboys and homegirls. Tell them, and they will. Just beat yourself in the head. Talk to them. Just right around your little L, people that know you. You ain't going to go and talk to strangers. Just a young guy that know who you are. So I'm saying? A lot of times they're like, damn, that's an OG right there. No, you know, he's just putting work. You know what I'm saying? The young guy, people talk like that. If they know you, man, he done did 20 years in jail. Shit. You know what I'm saying? He don't put in work, man. That guy didn't put in work back in the day. You see what I'm saying? And it's your job as the OG to educate these young brothers and sisters, man. And also to you females too, that use the time. You know what I mean? Some people don't have the time for scamming. You know, there's the Young Miami song that went viral, right? Spend that. You see what I'm saying? It's time to start talking to the young ladies about that crap too, right? Don't be a damn follower, because scamming, being a scammer, right? And you get caught. Trust me. You're gonna do some time. See what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, young people, it's time for a change, man. Right? And we can't keep blaming the white man. We can't keep blaming the government. Right now, you got to take responsibility for your own actions. See what I'm saying? Get it. Right? The government, they say, the CIA back in the days brought the drugs in the black neighborhood, right? And brought the guns in the black neighborhood. Because you're right, black people don't own those type of things, right? They bring no illegal stuff in the black neighborhood, right? But guess what, though? Nobody put a gun to your head and said, go there and sell drugs or go there and grab this illegal gun. No one put a gun to your head and say that. You chose it, but you did it by choice. So you have to take responsibility, right? I know Big, Notorious Big, right? I love Notorious Big. One of his songs called Juicy. In the intro, he said, right, the lady called the police on him when he was just making money to try to feed his daughter, right? And I got kicked back on that part, right? Even back then, when I heard the intro to that song. I'm like, you know, he didn't have to sell drugs to feed his daughter. You go there and get them McDonald's job. No matter. You just, that's because you want the fast money. You see what I'm saying? You just want the fast damn money. Right? Trust me, man. I'm telling you right now. I want to give a shout out to one of my homie. His name is Big Bishop. He's on lockdown right now. Right? Hopefully get out soon. You should be getting out soon. Hopefully. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout out, man, because I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be in a predicament, being locked down. They tell you when to use the damn phone, when to eat, when to shower, when to take a dump. Right? That type of life you want to have? When the people tell you what to do your whole life, right? And some of y'all say, I don't want a job. I don't want the people telling me what to do. But when you get locked up, these people are telling you what to do. You understand that? That's the type of life that you want to live, young people. You know, I feel bad for these young fellas, man. I don't feel bad for them because they took a damn life, right? They took a life. You know what I'm saying? And there's no excuse for that. I don't give a damn. To me, Me personally, that's unforgivable. When you take somebody's life, that's unforgivable. For me, some people could forgive. I ain't forgiving. Some people could forgive, but not me. You see what I'm saying? I don't give a damn. You see what I'm saying? Crazy, man. It's crazy how things are these days, right? So I'm telling you, right, before I end this show, I'm telling young people, I want y'all to start making the right decisions, man, with your life. You see what I'm saying? Because your mama birthed you. Some of y'all come from good homes. Mama, grandma go to church, whatever. And you gotta still go there and do street life. Street life not for, you know what I'm saying? It's not where it's at. It brings death and destruction. And hip hop is not making it no better. It's not making it no better. See what I'm saying? All these people want to do is keep you down in life, right? Because the government want a portion of the population to be down anyway. See what I'm saying? Why do they think they put your ass in the damn ghetto? Well, why do they put you in the ghetto? Right? You know, if you did not know that, you should know this by now. Right? The reason why you're in the ghetto is by design. Started from the 1940s. It's by design. That's why you all are in the damn ghetto. Yeah, and y'all just can't see that to try to get yourself out of the ghetto. But nobody is keeping you in the ghetto but you. You are the only person that keeping yourself in the ghetto. You can get out if you want to. Off the hood when you become adult, right? Stop hanging with these damn people who mean you no good, young people. Stop hanging with them. Because they're just gonna give you headaches in life. So I'm saying you need to start hanging with those good folks out there, man. You know what I mean? And try to do the right thing with your life, all right? With that being said, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
Tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.